This is NPR.
A suicide bomber has attacked a Pakistani military vehicle, killing the Army's top medical officer, two of his staff, and five civilians. The blast took place outside a government office today in the city of Rawalpindi. 25 people were injured. Pakistan's military headquarters in Rawalpindi have been the target of several major attacks since the middle of last year. Taliban insurgents want to shut down Afghanistan's mobile phone networks during the nighttime hours. Today, the Taliban issued a warning to mobile phone operators in the country, giving them 3 days to shut down their networks or face attack. The statement said that international forces use mobile phones to spy or track down Taliban groups, so the Taliban wants the network shut down from 5 p.m. to 7 in the morning. There are four major phone companies in Afghanistan. Cuba officially voted in a new leader yesterday. Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, was voted into power by Cuba's National Assembly. The ceremony marked the first day Cuba has had a new president in 49 years. In his first words as president, Raul Castro said he would make no radical changes and promised to consult his older brother on every important decision. And after bitter months of a long writer's strike, Hollywood tried to heal itself by celebrating its best and brightest at the Academy Awards. The top winners, Best Film, No Country for Old Men. The Coen brothers also shared a Best Director Award for that movie. Here's Joel Coen accepting the Oscar last night.
We're very thankful to all of you out there for letting us continue to play in our corner of the sandbox. So thank you very much.
No Country also won for Best Adapted Screenplay and Supporting Actor honors for Spaniard Javier Bardem. Bardem was one of four Europeans who took home top acting awards. British actress Tilda Swinton won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a morally corrupt lawyer in Michael Clayton. She dedicated her Oscar to her American agent.
I have an American agent who is the spitting image of this. Really, truly, the same shape head and, it has to be said, the buttocks.
Other top awards, Marion Cotillard for Best Actress and Daniel Day-Lewis for Best Actor. Best Foreign Film, The Counterfeiters, an Austrian film about Nazi Germany. And Best Documentary went to Alex Gibney's Taxi to the Dark Side, a film about the role of torture in American foreign policy and military operations. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.